that, of course, was a major hit produced by one of the guys who's well known for that kind of stuff. It was produced by, who was that produced by? Here's a quiz for you, folks. He was like the biggest music producer in the world. Well, we'll find out from Bill Medley. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing tremendously, thank you. That, of course, was produced by who?
Mr. Phil Spector.
That's right, Mr. Music himself.
Mr. Wallace Sound.
Yeah, and that was, what a gorgeous song that was. Of course, that was not your first hit. You guys had a couple of hits on a small label, right?
Yeah, Moonglow Records. We had our first hit was a song I wrote called Little Latin Loopy Lou, and kind of a regional hit, and then we went on Shindig, and we used to do it a lot on Shindig, and then it kind of became nationally known. But we had a couple of years before Love and Feeling, yeah.
But that song really turned the tide.
Big time.
The ebb tide, yeah. I mean, it's an amazing song. It still holds up right now. It can go with any of the new songs that are out. And it's interesting to note that all these songs keep coming back. That particular song was on the soundtrack of Top Gun, right?
Yeah, the movies have been pretty wonderful. To Bobby and I. It was in Top Gun, and I guess Tom Cruise and another fella sang part of it in the movie, and so it kind of introduced it to a whole another generation. But Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil wrote the song, and just a great song.
And your voice, of course, a key part of that. It's a great combination that you and Bobby have. Bobby, of course, sings some of the high notes. You sing the low notes. How'd you guys meet together, and when did you discover that your voice meshed so well together?
Well, we met in, we were both raised in Orange County out in Southern California. And Bobby was in a small group called the Variations, and I was in a small group called the Paramours. And a mutual friend of ours kind of put us all together, took Bobby and Bobby's drummer and myself and my guitar player and put us together. And we were working in a club, and Bobby was, you know, kind of was influenced by rhythm and blues, and I was influenced by rhythm and blues. So we started doing a lot of rhythm and blues duets together. And it just was, it was pretty magical, especially back then, you know, like two white guys kind of doing this black music. Not that we did it necessarily good or anything, we just we really had a good time doing it, and our voices the two voices have always been pretty magical together, and oddly enough they really shouldn't. I'm probably a legitimate bass and he's a legitimate first tenor.